And basically what that does, it weakens that wall of wind that holds the polar vortex in place. And I've already seen a signal that this is going to be a weakening of the polar vortex. And that looks like that's going to be connected to the North Atlantic oscillation pattern. Now, I know I'm talking a little bit over everybody's head, but in effect, what it means is it will drain some of that colder air down into our region, and I think that that's when we'll see some long-lasting impacts on our weather pattern in the form of much colder air. And, yeah, you got to admit, when you got cold air and you got precipitation, you're going to have some snow.